Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. Amen. We thank God for this second Sunday in November 2022. And we're just blessed and excited about what God's going to do on this day. Hallelujah. That the Lord has made as we rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. It's a beautiful sunny day here in St. Louis, Missouri. Nice fluffy clouds in the air. And it's probably about 30-something degrees outside. This has been very interesting. In the past week, we've had summer up to 80-something degrees. And then we've had winter and snow in a week. All I can say is, Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mom's going to greet everyone and open us up with prayer.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I love everybody this morning.
Hallelujah. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, God in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
On earth?
On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us?
And forgive us our trespass.
Yes.
Lead us
as we forgive those.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us
not. And lead us not.
Into temptation.
Into temptation.
But deliver us.
But deliver us.
From evil.
From evil. For thine is the kingdom.
Yes.
And power and glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow
of thy own hand.
Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Our scripture this morning is Psalm 100, the entire Psalm 100. Hallelujah. And you know, when we do Psalm 100, we sing that fifth verse after we finish saying it all. And then we're going to go over to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 100, let's all say it together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. If you know the song, sing it with us. If you don't know it, we'll sing it about three or four times, and you can catch it. Amen. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Let's do it again. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. One more time. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, and his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all. And his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy that is everlasting and your truth that endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name this morning. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And now let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read together. King James. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you've been with us for a while, you know that at this time, this is our Pearls to Ponder. Hallelujah, where the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character and his nature. And so every month he gives us a word, his name, his character, his nature, for us to ponder on, to meditate on. And anything about him is a pearl, of great price, his name, his character, his nature, pearl of great price. And so we ponder on him who is the pearl of great price. So today, or this month, he's given us the word Father. Hallelujah. Father, he is our Father. Last week, we talked about his faithfulness from Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. Great is thy faithfulness. It doesn't say Father in there, but the Lord is our Father. And so it says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, just what we just sang. And they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And so last week we heard the song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And then Matthew 7 and verse 11 talks about him being a good father, one who gives good gifts. So it says, if you, then though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Hallelujah. So he's not only good, but he's good. Amen. You know, when you say God is good, God is great, it's just not enough. You just want to say some more. And this writer, the man who wrote this song, his last name is Tomlin. I can't think of his first name right now. But he wrote this song, and it's called Good Father. Amen. And it was so good. We're just going to listen to the whole thing. Praise God. Because God is our good Father.
Ooh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for it. can hardly think as you call me, deeper still as you call.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're a good, good Father. Hallelujah. He's not only our Father, he's our good, good Father. And we have a whole bunch more terms that we can put in front of that and behind that. And this song, the words just bless me. You're a good, good Father. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. And when we know that he's a good, good Father and that he loves us, then we know who we are. We know that we are loved by him. And then I like the part of the song that says, you are perfect in all your ways. Hallelujah. And when we know him, when we know his name, his character and his nature, we know that whatever he does is perfect. It may not look perfect to us right then and there. It may even hurt, worse than ouch hurt, what's going on. But we still know that he's perfect in all his ways, and all that he does is good, good, because he's a good, good Father. So, amen. That's our pearl to ponder today. Just thinking about him, take time and ponder on the fact that he is a good, good Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations today. I've just been hearing so much about declaring and decreeing and the word of God lately, because it's always been important, but it's getting more and more important that we speak those words out of our mouths that are life, because life and death are in the power of the tongue, and that we need to speak life. Hallelujah. Even when we see situations that look like straight up death, that has been embalmed death, we can still speak the word of life over it. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll see life come forth. Some way, somehow, life is going to come forth. And I love what Pastor Price has been teaching on lately, and that is speaking the language of faith, F-A-I-T-H. And as we declare and decree, we're speaking the language of faith. Hallelujah. And that language pleases God. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. Now, Job 20 and 22 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So we want to speak the word of God that stands forever over every situation, every circumstance, no matter how it looks. Amen. No matter how it feels, we're going to declare and decree the word of God. So let's be fully engaged and let's declare and decree over ourselves and over our situations and circumstances together. Amen. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To me, I decree and declare.
And declare.
That in this battle.
That in this battle.
No internal. Or external. Weapon. Be it emotional.
Being emotional.
Financial.
Social.
Physical.
Psychological.
Interpersonal.
Spiritual.
Or organizational. Formed against me.
Shall prosper.
Hallelujah. That's 1 Samuel 17:47, Isaiah 54:17, Jeremiah 51 and verse 20, John 14 and verse 30, 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 5. And Ephesians 4 and verse 17. Amen. That just took that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It just kind of stretched it out like the Amplified Bible kind of way. Amen. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse
of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness
or disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease,
germ,
allergy,
an allergic reaction, and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly
in the name of Jesus.
Every organ and every tissue of my body
functions
In the perfection that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
Amen. And the scriptures are Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, Matthew 16 and verse 19. Continue to repeat.
Of my children.
And children's children. For they are taught
of the Lord.
Isaiah 54 and verse 13. We'll keep going. I have no lack.
For my God.
Meets all my needs.
According to his glorious riches.
In Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4 and verse 19. We'll continue on. The Spirit of Truth.
Comes to me.
Teaches me.
All things.
And he guides me. Into all truth.
Therefore.
I confess. I have perfect knowledge.
Of every situation.
And every circumstance.
That I come up against.
For I ask.
For the wisdom of God.
Amen. And that's John 16 and verse 13. in James 1 in verse 5. Hallelujah. I was thinking about that this morning as I was praying, and we were getting ready this morning, and so many things happened this morning, and it looked like we were going to run out of time to be able to, you know, be ready for church service this morning because so much happened this morning. But God. And he gave us wisdom to know what to do, to know how to do it, and to do it quickly. And so, you know, we thank God that he is there. And this word, you know, this word that we've been declaring and decreeing, we may not need it right here in this moment, but when we do need it, that word rises up. That word of God that stands forever rises up and meets us just at the right time, just at the right place. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And I just, like I said, I just thank God. There's some things that go on around and about Pastor Mom's body and the different things that's going on. And he gives us the wisdom to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And so I'm just grateful, just grateful. We're grateful to God. This morning, we're giving Pastor Mom a breathing treatment. And I was running around doing a lot of other stuff. And she said she realized the machine wasn't on. And she said, "Dang, the machine's not on." And it's like, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So he gives all of us the wisdom to know what to do, when to do it, when to say it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's our declarations. And we're going to go into a time of praise and worship. I was thinking about our friend, Sister McDowell, who she does our song at the beginning, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. And she, over time, she has sent me some praise and worship songs. She's an anointed woman of God, and just she's such a blessing to us. And so we're going to praise and worship with Sister McDowell today. Amen.
We have come into thy
Hallelujah. Nothing I desire compares to you. Hallelujah. We do exalt you today, Lord God. We lift you up. We magnify your name. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy of all the glory, worthy of all the honor, and worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Our hallelujahs belong to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We honor you. We bless your name, Lord God. We thank you for your presence here. Thank you, Lord God, that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Touching each and every person that's listening right now and even those who will listen in the future. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for going into all of our households. Come into all of our households in such a great way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Whatever is wrong, we ask you to make it right. And whatever is right, we thank you for taking it, setting it apart, and dedicating it for your use and for your glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we want to pray for, just pray as the Lord is leading us right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up someone who's experiencing a headache right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for touching them, whether it's a migraine headache or just a headache from any other reason. Lord God, we just lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. You said you sent your word and they were healed. We send your word right now. We send your word of healing, health, and wholeness. We send the very blood of Jesus right into the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of that headache right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that your healing, health, and wholeness is laying hold and going every course all over them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord God. We even, whether it's a sinus headache, hallelujah, whatever that is, whatever kind of headache it is, even if it's a sinus headache, all with the nasal passages and behind the eyes and post-nasal drift and all of that, we thank you, Lord, that you're touching that right now and healing it. Hallelujah. And as Sister McDowell sang, he touched me. Hallelujah. And oh, what joy does flood my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Thank you for touching right now, Lord God, and making us whole. Whatever is missing, whatever is broken, we thank you, whole, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And the Lord says that there's some relationship issues that's being mended right now in the name of Jesus, something that's been a hard thing for many years. And the Lord says right now it is healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Healed. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then someone is experiencing something on their feet in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm just perceiving it's maybe the top of the feet, even the bottom of the feet, even the heels or the toes. Thank you, Lord God, for touching right now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, that your healing, health, and wholeness permeates and prevails right now in Jesus' name. And then I see something going on in someone's groin area. It looks like one side or the other side of it. Thank you, Lord God. Everywhere you want to heal us, everywhere we hurt. And so, Lord God, we thank you for touching that groin area right now in the name of Jesus, whether there's a sprain, whether there's some kind of inflammation or anything in that area. We thank you for healing it right now, Lord, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. You are the God that healeth thee. You are the Lord our healer. Bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for touching knees right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Around the front of the knee and the kneecap area, and also in behind the knee. That's different. We thank you, Lord God, for touching behind the knee and healing that area behind the knee right now in the name of Jesus, and the kneecap. Hallelujah. That area as well. Hallelujah. That the person who was experiencing problems getting up, standing up and sitting down, and their knees, there was problems with their knees. Hallelujah. The Lord says, check that knee now. Stretch it out. Stretch it out. Hallelujah. And you will find that it is working properly and functioning in the perfection that God created it to function. Thank you, Lord God. Now I'm perceiving a bunch of things going on at the same time. The hip area, top of the hip, like, gosh, I can touch it, but I don't know if I can say it. But, yeah, but, oh, we're around where the waist is, but from behind. Thank you, Lord God, for healing that right now in Jesus' name. And then some ankles, like a kind of a weakness in the ankle area. And we thank you, Lord God, for bringing strength into those ankles right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And taking away any kind of fear right now in the name of Jesus, that the ankle will not hold. And the Lord says, strength is in your ankles. Your ankles will hold steady in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise and we give you glory for it, Lord. Hallelujah. This may be the last one. We're just seeing what he's saying today. Shoulder, around the shoulder area. Hallelujah. That the joint in the shoulder. Thank you, Lord God, for touching that shoulder area in Jesus' mighty and holy name with your blood, with your cleansing, healing, purging blood all into the shoulder area. Bless your name, Lord God. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And if you're experiencing something and it wasn't called out, you know, he is a good, good father. The song that we heard earlier, he's a great big God. And you just grab a hold to that healing, because he's healing right now. Amen. Just grab it. Hallelujah. And that area, I'm still perceiving that area where it's around the waist, but it's the back part of the waist where the behind meets the waist area. Thank you, Lord God, for healing that right now, taking every bit of pain, every bit of discomfort out right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord said, people who are having a problem walking, you won't have a problem walking anymore. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll be able to walk. Head up, and walking. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go on to our prayer, praying over our finances. And I'm telling you, we need prayer over our finances. And we were praying this before this latest thing hit, where so much food has gone up. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, things that you could get at a low price has gone up. The thing that I look at is that God is going to continue to meet all of our needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And then he wants us to continue to be in the position to be able to receive what he has for us. Amen. And this prayer helps us to be in that position. Amen. Because we're going to declare it and decree it, and that, and his word is established. Amen. In our lives, in the lives of our family. So repeat this prayer after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you.
To you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward.
Of all.
That you give me.
And walk.
In total agreement.
As to how.
It is to be.
Dispersed.
Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful for it. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do and may my money
not be stolen
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I have
and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious about finances. But we'll seek
your kingdom first.
Knowing that as I do,
I will have all I need.
I sow my seed.
Remembering that it is
harvest time.
By faith,
I call
all my needs
fully supplied
and met.
My God
is the God
of more
than enough.
He is
my very own father.
I am his very own child. I love him.
And he loves me.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There are three ways that you can give St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. And that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So it's $ESLCCC. If you're here in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and that's 2E. Or you can put it in the mail. And you can make your checks payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's pray over the offering today, over our tithes and offerings. Hallelujah, because he's putting us in position to be able to receive that wealth transfer that's going on right now, and everything else that he has for us. So, Father God, we just thank you and praise you for the tithers. You said in Malachi chapter 3, try you, test you, and see, won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. We thank you for that right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then on top of that, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Hallelujah. That our money will not be lost, it won't be stolen, it won't be devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Glory to your name, Lord God. We thank you so much for that. And then, Lord, we thank you for the givers in the name of Jesus. Your word says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for the givers. And with that pressed down, shaken together, and running over blessings that will come horizontally to them from men that will give to them, and along with the ones who are tithers, and that's the vertical blessing coming from the windows of heaven being opened and poured out upon us. Thank you, Lord God. You're positioning us for vertical blessings and horizontal blessings too. And then, Lord God, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1, 10, and 11. And you said you make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, Lord God. And thank you for providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah, amen. We're about to have Pastor Price. Hey, Pastor Price, thinking about you. We're about to have Pastor Mom to come and bring a word. But first, we're going to hear a song called Your Will by Minister Joy Bryant. And then we'll go to the word. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hey! I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
My body for
your
will,
cause I got
Amen. When I hear that song, I think about Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. 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 So, praise God. Our senior pastor, Pastor Mom, Pastor Willie B. McCoy, is going to bring the word today. Amen. She's 90 years young. Hallelujah. Loves the Lord with all her heart. Amen. And she's going to start off with her favorite song. Praise God. Amen. So I want to introduce to some and present to all my mom, our senior pastor, Pastor Mom Willie B. McCoy. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Use me, Lord, in thy service. Draw me near every day.
Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way, Lord, all the way, Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way. Use me, Lord, in thy service. Draw me nearer every day. For I'm willing, Lord, to run all the way. All the way, Lord, all the way, Lord. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way.
One more time.
Use me, Lord, in thy service. Draw me near, Lord, every day. For I'm willing, Lord, to run all the way, Lord, all the way, Lord. For I'm willing, Lord, to run all the way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. That's Pastor Mom's testimony. Amen, hallelujah. Gets sweeter and sweeter as she as the days go by. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you all know that Pastor Mom has hidden the word in her heart. Hallelujah. She wants to share the word, the word of God that she has hidden in her heart over the years. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And she's starting with Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. I share my walk.
He makes me
to lie down in green pasture.
He leads
me beside the still waters. The still waters. He will restore my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, therefore, hast thou for me.
Thou preparest?
Thou preparest a table before me
in the presence
of my enemies.
Thou anointest.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
My cup
runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good. That's good, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father, from Matthew 6, verse 9 through 13.
Our Father, which art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead
and forgive us.
And forgive us.
Our trespass.
Our trespass.
As we forgive.
And we,
as we forgive those.
As we forgive us.
Those.
Who trespass. Against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Philippians 4:13. I can do.
All things.
Through Christ.
Strengthen me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Psalm 27 and verse 1. The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light.
And my salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is the strength
of my life.
Of whom shall I be
afraid?
Amen. Psalm 103 and verse 1. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless my holy name.
Bless his holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. John 14 and verse 6. I am the way. The truth.
The truth and the life.
Amen. No one comes to the Father.
No one comes to the Father.
But by me. Amen. Psalm 118 and verse 24. This is the day.
This is the day.
That the Lord has made. Let us rejoice
and be glad.
Amen. Amen. And one of your favorite scriptures, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord
with all your heart.
Lean not
to your own understanding.
In all your ways. Acknowledge him. And he
will be steadfast.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go to Genesis 31 and verse 49. May the Lord
watch between me and thee. We are asking one by one.
One from another.
Amen.
Okay, now these last two scriptures, we'll say them together. John 3:16, For God
so
loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. But have everlasting life. Amen. And then Romans 10 and verse 9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just give God all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we were listening to Pastor Mom today, these words that are hid in her heart, you know, when a person gets to be at this age, at 90 years young, thank you, Lord, 90 years young, there's, you know, certain things that may leave their mind. They may not be able to remember things that they could remember before when they were younger. But the thing that she remembers is the Word of God. And the Word of God stands
forever. And the reason why she can remember it is because, one of the scriptures, and I look at it two different ways, but it says the memory of the just is blessed. And because she is born again, she is just in the Lord. She's righteous in the Lord. And he helps her to remember. And then when she does, many years from now, goes home to be with the Lord, the memory of her, thinking about her, will bless others. Amen. And so all of us to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. It's a good time anytime you do it. Amen. It is good to do it while you're young, so when you're older, hallelujah, you'll have the word stored up on the inside of you like a treasure.
Ooh.
Glory to God. And the word will just come out like a treasure. Now, I've been around some older people who are about to go, and I mean, they was cussing up a storm. Don't let that be your testimony. Let it be that the word of God, life, comes out of your mouth. You know, if you don't hardly remember anything else, let the word of God be resident in your heart, and out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. And so we want to give everyone an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. If you already know him, already know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you want to make sure that other people receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior as well. So repeat this prayer after me. If you prayed it already, then you are saved. When you repeat this after me and you are saved, you're just practicing and getting ready to pray this prayer with someone else so that they may be saved as well. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me. And God raised you from the dead.
Forgive me
of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord
and be my Savior.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know,
according to the Bible,
I'm saved.
I'm born again. And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. You prayed that for the first time with all your heart. You are indeed saved. Hallelujah. You are saved. You are born again. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. You are loved with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And we want to pray over you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for just touching them and filling them to flowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to talk right, power to think right. Your power, Lord God. Power to read the word of God and understand it. Power to pray in their prayer language, their heavenly language. We thank you for that power right now that only you can give in the name of Jesus. And we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you to go to a Bible-believing church so that you may learn and grow in the things of God. So you can go to a Bible-believing church in your neighborhood, you know, around wherever you live. And we also want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, because we're learning and growing here ourselves. Hallelujah. We are Bible-believing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So on Sunday, this is our Sunday service, and we're going to open the lines up in just a few moments, and people can make comments. about the mom. You can have prayer requests or even prophecy requests. Praise God. So every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, this is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom Willie B. McCoy is our senior pastor. And I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Praise God. So we meet here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Next Sunday, I will be ministering. Next Sunday and the Sunday after that, Lord willing, I'll be ministering. Next Sunday, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. Hallelujah, because Thanksgiving is right around the corner for real. And then on the 27th, we'll go back to our book of Job. Amen. So on Monday, we have Bible teaching, and that's done by Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. She's from Ohio, and she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday is our prayer time. We have a prayer. We call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So we pray at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four volunteers that pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have a time of interpretation of tongues. It is awesome. If you never heard that before, come and join us. Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service, and it's called Prophetic Healing. Praise God. Now, this year, there have been 70 healings. Hallelujah. So God is healing people. Glory to God. And we only meet once a month, and 70 healings. Glory to God. And so we're getting near the end of the year now. We've already had our healing service in November. We have one more left this year. Glory to God. And that will be Wednesday, December the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Please mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, tell your friends and your family to come and be healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And now on Thursday is our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, and we are celebrating, hallelujah, we are celebrating our 10th anniversary.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. So all this month, on Thursday, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary. The first Thursday, we had Apostle Joel Rudolph from New Jersey. Last Thursday, we had Bishop Aaron McClary from Atlanta. On this Thursday, we have Pastor Rodney Reeveling. Amen. Young man. I think I forget what generation they call them, but I think Z or something like that. But I think he just now turned 30, and he's been preaching for quite a while now, and a fireball for the Lord. So we're very happy to have him with us on this Thursday, celebrating our 10th anniversary, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And yes, we will be here for Thanksgiving as well, still celebrating our 10th anniversary. And we will have Pastor Herbert McCoy from Dallas, Texas, will be with us on Thanksgiving. Glory to God. So 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So join us with that and be blessed. Amen. So as we get ready to go for today, press your number one key. I'm going to check to see if the number one key is working or not. Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor Price, I see you sent me a note that said something. I don't understand that note. Amen.
And okay. All right. That's all that I have. Okay, Pastor Price, we're gonna open up your line.
Okay. God bless you. Before I go any further, the note was when I thought you had forgotten it, like last week, so I just reminded you.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What that note was. Yeah, I thought that, but you after you had given the words of knowledge and words of wisdom, you went right into it. That's what that note was about.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you this morning, Apostle Kizzy, and thank God for you and Pastor Mom. And Pastor Mom, good morning, Pastor Mom. I just thank God for you today, and thank hallelujah. And thank God for the word that even in the opening prayer, the strength of what God has given you and how he gave you the just such a blessing in opening up the service today. I thank God for you, Mom. I want to thank God for the pearl to ponder this for this whole month and for this month. And I just, that God is our Father. I want to thank God for that song. I love that song by Chris Tomlin. Yes. And that it was just, you're a good Father, perfect in all your ways. It's who you are. And I love that.
Yes.
And then we are loved by God. That's something that we really need at all times. And I just praise God for that. And thank God for that song that you played today. And then I want to thank God for all the declarations when you give them. And the word right before you said it, I heard these words, be fully engaged, and then you said it. I said, yes, Lord, we got to be fully engaged. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then Pastor Mom, I thank God for you ministering today. I love you saying real good and strong, Mom. Pastor Mom, you sang real good and strong. Use me, Lord, in thy service. Draw me nearer every day. Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. I thank God for you. And the song just always touches our heart. And I'm glad that Apostle had you to sing it a couple of times over, because when you got back to your town again to sing it by yourself, you did such a great, great job. Then I thank you for the word that you gave today. That you gave today, Pastor Mom, Psalms 23, glory to God, Philippians 4:13, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you and us, Psalms 27:1, Psalms 103:1, John 14:6, Psalms 118:24, and of course, we love your favorite one in Proverbs 3:5-6, and then I love the one in Genesis 31:49, that may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. And all the other scriptures that you gave today. So the service was such a blessing. And I thank God. I thank God for you, Apostle, that as being the one who by the Spirit of God continues to go forth as they call it, a consummate professional. I'm talking about in the Lord, with him being professionally ministering through you, to keep on keeping on, to keep on persevering. Glory to God, even in the midst of all that you have so much to do before service. I was pondering on that all the things you have to do before you even get on service. And so I just thank God for you again. And then I also want to say as I close off, congratulations on the 10th year of this Get 'Em Radio broadcast, God in the Midst radio broadcast. All the family of the broadcast, I want to say congratulations on this 10th year. And I thank God, faithfulness counts for something. Because God said, when we're faithful in a few things, God said, I will make you ruler over much. And so when we see different things that God will and do in and through your life, and it begins, even though he's blessing right now, but as they say, you ain't even seen a portion of what God is yet going to do, because when we're faithful in a few things, and God said, I'll make you ruler over much. So I thank God for you, Apostle. Thank God for you, Pastor Mom. And thank God for the service today. God, and every person in their respective places, I send out much love to each one of you all. God bless you today. I'm going back on mute, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. And we appreciate you. You know, we know what you do, what the Lord has you doing, and then for you to come and to be with us
Amen. We definitely appreciate you coming on and making your comments, and it always blesses me to hear your comments. And it just really just kind of brings everything together. And those who even may come on late, you know, a little bit late, then they can catch up when you come and give your reflections at the end. So thank you so much for that. We definitely appreciate you, Pastor. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel and family, anyone else? Press your number one key. And in just a few moments, we'll open up all of the lines. And if you want to say something, you can be able to do that. We're just going to do that for a few moments, and then we're going to go ahead and close. Praise God. Minister Rachel and family.
Thank you for the service. If it hadn't been for the Lord blessing you to have it like this, we wouldn't be able to attend. So we love you. Love you, Pastor Mom, too, and everybody on the line.
Love you more.
Thank you, too.
Amen. Love you all. Hallelujah. It's always good to see your number pop up. Amen.
And he was praying for Rasheen. He had bad headaches and sinus trouble and all the things, and God just was touching him.
Hallelujah.
Breathe well. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God knows. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Y'all have a blessed day. Amen. Anyone else? I'm just going to open up your line. If you want to say something, go ahead and say something. If not, go ahead and mute your line. All lines are open right now of the people who haven't said anything. But your lines are open. If you don't want to say anything, mute your line. We'll give you a moment here. Thank you, Lord.
Good afternoon, Minister Kiggy.
Well, hey there, Minister Joanne. God bless you.
How are you? God bless. I come to say thank you for Mom, that God is keeping her and preserving her in her youth.
Yes.
In her
Hallelujah.
Youth. Yeah. So I just want to thank you for your mercy and your goodness and your kindness. Continue with
thank
Ghetto
you.
Radio. That God will continue to bless you and Mom. In the mighty name of Jesus, you ain't seen
Amen.
Nothing yet.
Hallelujah.
You ain't seen nothing yet. So get ready, get ready, get ready.
Love
you.
Love you, Sister Joanne. Sister Joanne, good. Always good to hear your voice. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I didn't even think to say if anybody experienced any of that the Lord had me praying for. Amen. To you know, press your number one key and say, you know, confirm that that was you and God is touching you. I'm glad that he touched Rasheen today. Amen. Minister Rachel's oldest son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He does all things well. He's perfect in all his ways.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right. Well, if you don't want to say it online, text me or something and let me know. Amen. That God has touched you. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to go ahead and close. Amen, amen. We'll see you next Sunday. Well, we'll be here before next Sunday. But hopefully we'll see you then and see you on God in the Midst, Get Them Radio. And hallelujah. So Pastor Mom is going to close us out. And you want to make any comments and then close us out in a word of prayer?
I want to say everything for the radio is giving to
very good.
Yeah. This is this, yeah.
Okay.
So I thank you and I praise
God
for everything.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
May the Lord
watch between me and these while we're after one home another. In Jesus' name be praised. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
And
remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day. Love you all.
Amen.